שיעור אצלנו זה שיפור ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח שיעור שכולו שמחה עם משחקים תיאטרון ושירה והמורה שלנו מגלה רק לנו מה זאת
I'm very happy to be with you once again. Today, we have lots of children in the studio. Our subject today is... I can't hear you. Our food. I can't hear you. This word, all of you have to say this word together. Come on, together. Oh, there you go. That's Arvut. Otherwise, it doesn't work. You studied this the entire week? Yes. I see that on Sunday you learned from the point in the heart to Arvut. You learned those subjects. Arvut is mutual guarantee. Do you see a connection between the two? Who can tell me? If there isn't arvut, then the point in the heart cannot develop. That's great. What is the point in the heart?
No.
Come on. Yes.
No.
It is a soul. The point in the heart is a soul. So that means that it's we have it and we can only develop it through our root. So the point in the heart is my desire to connect to others. This desire for now is asleep within me. It's concealed within me. It's actually a ruined, corrupt desire. The point in the heart is dressed in the stony heart. It's a dark heart that wants everything just for himself. And there's a tiny portion of the heart in there that almost has no light in it, but then when it shines a little bit, it pushes me to develop towards others. And how can I develop it? Through what is called Arvut. So what is Arvut? We develop and connect to each other through Arvut. It is... How do we do it? Yes. Arvut is to unite with your friend and feel that he is the most precious thing for you in the world and that you can't exist without him. You can't say goodbye to him, and even when you two break apart and he goes away to another place, you still can feel him. That's Arvut. So what do we need Arvut for? Why do I need to feel a friend in such a way? Yes. To feel unity, for the feeling of unity. And why do I need the feeling of unity? So that we can have a mutual guarantee toward each other. And why do I need that? To be similar to the Creator. And why do I need to be similar to the Creator? Yes. To get rid of the corporeal world. What? Is the corporeal real world so bad? Why do I need to do that? To come to the Creator. Okay. So it's a circle. We came back to the same point again. Girls, how about you? Someone at the back. To come to the Creator is the goal of the creature. Do you have something to add? We want pleasure. And to receive eternal pleasure, we have to reach the Creator. Great, she is saying this in a more serious manner. Yes, so Arvut is the means of how we come to adhesion, to connection with the Creator. And connection with the Creator is the purpose of creation. Why? Because the Creator wants to bestow upon us, do good to us. And when we are in, when we're connected to the Creator, then this is, we're in a good state. So this is what you studied on Sunday. And now I want to see what you remember. What did you study on Monday? On Monday you learned about being faithful lovers. What does that mean? No one knows? Yes. I'm not sure, but I think that we love the Creator and we're faithful to the Creator. And if we're just talking, just between the two of us. Okay, you remembered something? I kind of remember that there is a person who thinks that there are 600,000 people around him who take care of him, and he still doesn't care because he knows that they are taking care of him. Okay, so that's good. So avut in action is when you are caring for others and others care for you. Yes, Baruch? That you, essentially, you forget about yourself because others are worrying about you, and then you're worrying and care about others, and then you have this sort of cycle, and you're only worrying about the needs of your body at this point. Okay, so then we are within such a connection and love with each other that I don't have to care about myself and worry about myself because I'm sure that everyone else worries about me. But it's not that I'm waiting until everyone's going to take care of me. I wait for people, for others to care about me so that I don't have to care about myself. Do you understand? Do you understand what I said? Can you explain it to me? Because I don't understand what I said myself. Yes, you over there. So that if others care about me, I don't have to care about myself. Because what for? Because they're caring about me already. And then you're happy that you don't have to worry about yourself? Yes. Why? Continue. Who wants to continue? Because then I can worry about others. Because then I can worry about others, yes? So our food is not that everyone's going to worry about me and then I don't have to think about anything because the entire world thinks and worries about me. It's that the entire world worries about everyone and then the person gets rid of the feeling of worrying about himself. Do you understand? Do you have any questions? Are you guys sure you agree with me? Great. You have a question about this? Please. Help him out. He has two hands, but he has more things over there. What do the 600,000 people represent? What does the number 600,000 represent? It reminds me that that's what happened when they exited Egypt, because 600,000 people existed in the nation. So, and why were 600,000 people there as well? Only I know the answer. You know the answer as well? And he knows the answer too. Give him the microphone. Because we need 600,000. We need this number to exit Egypt. But why? What is this number? Maybe it is completeness, all the togetherness. Oh, look, she stole the answer from you. Good. But it's good that you know the answer as well. So what? You wanted to show that you're the best? Okay, so 600,000 is a whole number. It talks about all the souls. We cannot have less than that. Why? Baruch? Because this represents the whole entire kli in spirituality. Great. Who wants to add to that? Why is it completeness? Because if even one will be missing, then it is not completeness. It's not avut. That's right. The condition of avut, of mutual guarantee, can exist only when all these, this entire number of 600,000 are present. Yes, I have a question. Why can't it be a round number like 500,000 or 700,000? 100,000, or you don't care what number it is, as long as it's whole, it's round. But why did they take this specific number? Do you know? Can you tell me? From the Exodus from Egypt? Oh, you're just trying to guess. From the clock. That's a good answer, because there we have 60 minutes, 60 seconds in a minute, right? It's from the same spiritual root. But what is the spiritual root? That it's just like the sixth sense. We have five senses, and it's the sixth one. It's good that you have such an imagination, but that's not exactly the answer. What else? No? No answers? Do you know this term that's called Zerampin? No? You didn't study Tas, Talmud, Esther, Sefirot yet? Wait, what day of the week am I at? Oh, you didn't study. Okay, we're going to study it together. I'll draw it for you, okay? Is that good? So we have the Creator. That's called Come and See Bore. And from the Creator, the light comes, descends, and this light enters into this box, this special box that's called Zerampin. Zeir means small in Hebrew, and Ampin means face. It's in Aramaic. It's a tiny face. And why is this so? Because from this big light, it, later on, for us, what it does for us is it creates this tiny light. It makes it small. It minimizes the light. Why does it do it? Because we're not capable of receiving this huge light. And here at the bottom is where we are, all of us together. The entire collection of souls that and we receive from the Zerampin, and there, then we can receive this huge light, because now it's small, just like little children. They can't receive something huge, big. Then they take something small. The more they grow, then things grow within them as well. So Zerampin, the light gives us a little bit, and then more and more and more, until we are able to receive this big light. In this big light, we have 10 sefirot, what we call. It's huge. And in Zerampin, it's small. It has 6 sefirot. But to give us, to increase this for us and bring us to bigger things, it takes these 6 things and develops them and increases them. What it does is takes the 6, each one of them, he multiplies them by 10 and becomes 60. Which are his parts, they're his private parts. These are the private parts of Zerampin. And then it takes these 60 parts and times them by 10,000. And then we get 600,000. No, 60,000, sorry. 60 ribo. I put the 60 point over here. And ribo means 10,000. Or 600,000. Depends what you want to call it. So what is 600,000? It is that number, this huge number, that I have to reach the number of the light, because in the beginning the light is small, it's just 6, And then I increase it and increase it and increase it until it I come to this huge light, which is called 600,000. Do you understand? So this is where all the souls are at the biggest strength, the biggest fulfillment of light, and they reach adhesion or connection with the Creator. And to this light of the Creator. This is what this number means. It's really, really huge and ancient number. And from the Zerampin, we have in our world a division to hours and minutes and many, many other things. Is that okay with you? And then you studied on Tuesday. About the sail on the way to freedom. What? I didn't even ask a question you want to ask. What are we talking about? We're talking about a ship or a sailboat. It's a kli within which we exist. Okay, more. It is something that sails on water. Okay. What about the water? What is this picture representing for us? The water is the ego, and with this kli, when we're all together and no one is making a hole in the boat, only then we can sail above the ego. So you mean that if we build a boat together that will be closed from, it will be sealed from the flood, then we can sail surely together to this beautiful goal. Okay? And how do we build a boat? From what? From stone? Sticks? No. From what? From wood. What do you mean, wood? Yes, please. From our power of unity. Yes, someone else wants to add. You over there at the back. I want to add a little bit. It's the strength of the points in the heart, the connection between the points in the heart. Great. We have to connect there, and from that we build a boat. It's a new kli that didn't exist before that. What happens? Let's draw a little more. We are creating through the connection between us something that didn't exist before that. The points in the heart, we are connecting them, all of these points in the heart together, and from that we create a boat. And here the boys are sitting, the girls are sitting. All of them on the boat. And the boat is composed of lots of points in the heart that are connected together. And that's why we need all the points in the heart to be connected for sure, because if there's even one hole in the boat, then the water gets in the boat and everyone drowns. And these points in the heart have to be all connected, the entire, all of humanity, eventually. So, who knows how long? How long do we have to stay in the boat for? You know? No? That was your question. Oh, okay. Well, I'm asking as well. Who can tell me? New people? Anyone new? No? Okay. So, let's start from you. To come to the Creator, how long does it take? Oh, you don't know. Yes. I'm not sure. Well, you're never sure. Just answer. 125 levels? Okay, but how many days? Yes, at the back. Then, and you guys get ready for now? 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, she knows everything. That's right. And why is this number 40 that we have to be in the boat for 40 days and 40 nights? What is this number? Do you know? Yes, because Noah was in his ark for 40 days and nights. Of course he was there, but why 40? To come from the flood to goodness, to the land of goodness, to correction, what we call correction. He needed 40 days. Why 40? Yes, please. Someone at the back, someone new. We have someone new at the back that knows. Because 40 days, it is the 40 days in which Moses received the Torah. Yes, we have lots of, we see this date appear a lot of times. But what is this number? What does it mean? You don't know. Okay, I'll tell you. 40 is called the difference between Malchut. Do you know what Malchut is? It's our desire, our corrupt desire. And the difference between Malchut and Keter, no, not Keter, to Bina. To Bina. And to come from Malchut to Bina, it takes 40 levels or 40 days. That's it. And do you know how do we symbolize Bina? What with what letter? With the letter, the Hebrew letter Mem. Mem that has no holes in it. There aren't any exits in it. Like this or like that. It symbolizes to us that once a person enters, if the soul is on the inside, inside Bina, then the soul will be kept safe from all the days of the flood. And that's why Noah had to be 40 days in Bina, in the level of Bina, so that everything will pass away, so that he can correct himself and then leave corrected. Meaning Mem, 40, and Moses as well, who climbed Mount Sinai. He had to be there for 40 days and 40 nights. And then, even that wasn't enough, because the nation at the bottom of the mountain did sin, and then he broke the scrolls, and he had to climb again for 40 days and 40 nights, climb the mountain. And then he came back on the Yom Kippur. Okay, so we studied this, and this is what you learned on Tuesday. On Wednesday, you learned a really beautiful novel, a romance novel that's called How Good It Is to Love. What is so good about loving? I don't understand. I love ice cream. I like gum. I love Coca-Cola. What else do we love?
Pizza.
Pizza. Yeah? And the boys and the girls love, know both of them. Hamburgers, burgers, chips. Great. I see that you are experts in this. You know this topic good. Okay, good. So, it's good to love, right? Yes. And what do we love? We love things that give us fulfillment, that give us pleasure. Is that right? Yes. Okay, so how can I start loving a friend if... What, am I going to eat my friend? No, why not? If I eat burgers or pizza or chips, like you guys are saying, I'm receiving pleasure, right? I love these things, right? So if I love my friend, I only love him when I eat him, right? No, why not? What? it's kind of an inverse love. Yes, tell me. Because you don't want, other people to do that to you as well. Oh yeah, I don't want others to eat me. Okay, more. I'm looking for new boys and girls. Yeah, let's give her the microphone. It's not kosher. Because it's not kosher. Okay, more. Yes, please. Because I have love of a root towards my friend. That's right. So loving pizza or burgers, it's not the same as loving another person. Because loving another person is called Arvut. It's called being in unity, in connection with another person. And I'm not connected to pizza or burgers. Did you ever try kissing pizza? Oh, disgusting. Why is it so disgusting to you? Why? What do you mean? You take pizza and you eat pizza, so why can't you kiss pizza as well? Oh, because you see that it's a completely different thing. That when I kiss a person, a friend, my mom, it's a completely different attitude than loving pizza, right? The word is exactly the same. I love pizza, or I love mother, my mother. No, I'm going to kiss the pizza and eat the mother. No, you see that one word, just by saying one word, it doesn't mean anything. We have to understand what is being discussed here. That's how love is. Yes. And it doesn't look too good eating our friend, because sometimes we have friends who we just use, and that's it. We don't even love them, but we still don't even want to eat them. So what does it mean to love another person? Who can tell me? We hear lots of this on the street and everywhere. Why do you love this and why don't you love that? You should love this and that. What is that? What is love? Yes, please, at the back. When you are with a friend, you connect to him, so you love the connection with him, you love being with him and feeling the connection, and it gives you pleasure, just like eating pizza. But when you eat pizza, it ends. What, you're going to eat 200 kilos of pizza, you're going to throw up. But okay, so you have something to add? I just wanted to add that true love is not just eating pizza and hamburger and chips. It's, you know what, when you love your friend and you tell him, hey friend, I love you, thanks for giving me this, after 2 weeks you have a fight, that's it, I hate you. True love is eternal love, when you love them forever and you know that he's not going to refuse the things that you're asking. That's called true love on my behalf, okay? Right beside you. You also love your friend through not only to receive from my friend, but I love my friend because I love giving to him, because I see that he likes it, he receives pleasure from it. So then by receiving, you are also giving, bestowing. Okay, so love is called, what does it mean? Hold on, what does it mean loving someone? So that when I'm giving to him, I also receive pleasure. I receive pleasure from giving. But how do I know that he likes it? How do I know that he gets pleasure from it? I have to feel him on the inside, that if I'm giving him something, he's receiving pleasure. You know, it happens sometimes when mom tells us, eat this, and we don't want to eat it. Does it mean that she loves us or not? Yes, why? But I don't like this food that she's given me. So why is it so called that she loves me? She's supposed to give me pleasure. Yes, please. You over there. The girl that's wearing red, the new one. I can't remember. Oh, she's shy. It's her first time. Okay, your neighbor. Do you want to answer? I forgot. Oh. You over here. Sometimes our friends do things to us, but it our parents do something to us, but it always comes from love. So even when I don't wanna, my mom gives me so that I can be stronger and bigger. Okay, so in this example of the attitude of my mom to me, I have to understand that my mom loves me, that she's given it to me from out of love, but that I'm still small. I remember myself. I used to be tiny, little. You don't believe me? And I didn't have a beard either. And I had my mom, and she told me, you have to do this and that and do this and that. And I remember that. I didn't believe that she loves me, but truly, we have to understand that she treats us just like the Creator, because she wants for our goodness, but we still don't understand it, and that's why we're called small. We don't understand that what our mother demands from us, it is for our benefit, and that's the same story with the Creator. He wants us to be big. He wants us to change and to do things. We can't feel it. We don't understand that it's for our own benefit. So what do? How can we still hear what he tells us and receive these things as if they are for our benefit? Yes, we can receive it, but the next time tell him that we'll receive it, but that you don't like it still. Okay, so you're saying that, you know, this time I'll take it, but don't come to me anymore. That's what I'm supposed to tell the Creator. We talked about this at our last lesson, that we shouldn't argue with the Creator. We should just receive it. Yeah, because he's stronger than me, right? We have to try and see the whole picture and the future picture, that it will be, things will be good for us in the end. Okay, more. It's just like Yoni said, if to imagine that we love it so that she will enjoy it, and then we'll get used to the food and we'll enjoy ourselves as well. Okay. If we think, let's say with the example of the mom, if we'll think that she actually wants us to be healthier and stronger, then we'll be in this feeling already, and then we won't think about it as an order from her. We'll think about it as something that we already actualized on our own. Listen to me here. Listen to what she says. Here, I have to be happy in that what my mom tells me to do is that I don't love it. She's telling me to eat some crackers, and I wanted to eat chips. Ew. So what do? We have to do, yes, just like she said, if I want it on my own, then it's not really an order. That's great. So then, okay, you please. It's for your own benefit. Yes, why? Because it's receiving in order to bestow, to give, because you are receiving the food and eating it so that she can be happy. And it's good that I don't like this food, because through this I can show her that I'm eating this food for her. So I raise above my ego. I rise above my ego. You want to add something? It's just like the example about the host that gives to his guest and enjoys that the guest is eating. Good example. Yes. I have a question. But we said that we're not going to ask before we're done with the topic. Do you guys understand? So, just as much as I don't want to do what the older crowd tells me, and the older people are like that too towards the Creator. So, doing things above our ego, above our desire, because it shows how much I'm going to bestow. Okay? Do you understand? Is it clear? No? Again, who can repeat this? Yes, please.
No.
It actually says, it shows that we have to receive and be happy. Yes, we have to receive and be happy with the condition that I don't like what I have to do. In opposition to my ego, so I'm happy above my ego because I'm rising above it. I see that everyone here became quiet. They don't want to do it. You guys don't want to do it, right? Yes. Question. No questions. Let's continue with this topic.
That
we don't want to do what the grown-ups tell us, and the grown-ups are relating to the Creator just like that, when it's an order, like what you said about the order. If you don't want it, then you didn't do the mitzvah, the commandment. If I don't perform what I'm being told from above, the grown-ups or the Creator, because it goes against my desire, then I'm losing on the mitzvah, on the commandment. And because it's worth it for me to do it, because I rise above the ego and I acquire the quality of bestowal, the quality of binah. Now you see that it's not so pleasant, right? So this is lesson number one in Kabbalah. Should we try to do this? So let's summarize. We said that let's check this at home. So we're gonna try kissing pizza, burger, and chips at home, okay? Go ahead and try and do that at home. And you'll see how opposite it is. But you said that you loved it. So let's check this. The second thing we're going to do is try when your mother tells you to do something and you don't want to do it, try doing it anyway and see that even though I don't want to do it, but then if I do it, see to what an extent then suddenly I rise above my own ego. I become a completely different person, above myself. I rise above myself. Before that, I did everything in accordance to my desire, and then I say, no, I'm going to do things against my desire. Okay, so try that. No question. We have something else here. On Thursday, you studied Arvut, mutual guarantee, to be similar to the Creator. What is the connection here? Arvut, to become like the Creator, to become similar to the Creator, is, we know this, that it's the goal of creation. Why? Because it is the best thing out there. He is up there, high up. He's huge. He is everything. So if I'm similar to him, then I'm like him as well. So the Creator wants us to be like him. That's what being similar to the Creator is called. And the means to come to that is called Arvut. Why? Why can't I come to the Creator on my own, reach the Creator on my own? If I sit there and I continue praying, please, please take me, I want to be like you, I want to rise. Why is that not going to do anything? Yes, you over there. Because to reach the Creator is not just through praying. We have to reach Him in through action. Okay, so I'll do something else. Let's say I'm going to do something. Tell me something. Why Aravut? Yes, you beside Him. Because on my own, I don't have enough force, enough strength, and the group influences me and gives me the power to do it. Okay, Baruch. Because in the unity between us, the Creator is revealed through the unity between us and through nothing else. I can't just sit at home and pray because I'm not connected to others, because only together, because the Creator is only revealed only together. Why did He determine this? What does He care that I'm on my own or with others? Yes. If two people become similar to the Creator, then it's as if three people that are above everyone. So then what's the point for Him that He's trying to rise us because it's just one person? Oh, no, no. There's something else here. Because only through unity we can reach the Creator. Why? Because the force, the strongest force, is being within a group. But why do I have to come to the Creator through unity? Yes. To receive the surrounding light, Or Makif. And why do I receive Or Makif through unity? Because the Or Makif that I get on my own is not enough to reach the Creator. We can only do it together. Okay, more. It's just like a building. You need a few people to build it. That's true, but I can ask Him for just more force. Okay, more. You. Because if I'm only going to be similar to the Creator and everyone else is going to stay at the bottom, everyone's going to be jealous of me. So what? Let them be jealous. The most important thing is that I'm like the Creator. Okay, more. Because you learned the entire time that you shouldn't be the ego. And so why would you be at the top on your own without everyone else? No, I don't care about that. Why do I need a root? Because the Creator can exist only among us. Why? Because before we were created, we were all united. Okay, so, but why? So, why? Baruch. Because if I'm not in Arvut, then I'm not similar to the Creator. Why? Because I'm not similar to Him. But why you're not similar? Yes? You at the back? Get ready. Because when we have friends, we have someone to give to, and we have how to rise above the ego. So if we don't have friends and we don't have a group, how can I bestow? Who can I give to? So that's right. Through our root and through the group and through my friends, I learn how to bestow, how to be like the Creator. It's an example for me. And when I learn it in the group with my friends, and I acquired through the study the quality of bestowal, then I become similar to Him, and it is called from loving the creations, the creatures. You go from loving the creatures to loving the Creator. Write this down. That's our rule. That's how we advance, and that's why the Creator made us all egoists, all distant from each other, disliking each other, so that if we overcome this and come to a connection between us, then we will acquire bestowal and we will be similar to the Creator. Do you have any questions from outside of Israel? No. Okay, you please. If the Creator is inner root with us. Do we have to inner root to Him as well? How can the Creator do that? When is He inner root with us? When He gives us good things. More. The Creator always gives us good things every time you... No. I have a question about the root on behalf of the Creator. When does that happen? happen? When do we need it? Okay, listen up. When we want to build a boat, okay, look at this image here. When we want to build the boat, do we have the strength to unite? Yes, yeah? Try. Go ahead and try. What are you looking at me like that? You think that you have the strength. We have to want to be together. We have to want to be connected. But by starting to want to be together, we start to discover that we can't. And then we all turn to the Creator. I'm going to draw this arrow, and we turn to the Creator to ask for help so that He can give us strength, and this strength is called our vote, mutual guarantee. The Creator tells us, yeah, you want to be our Vim guarantors together, then I will make it happen. If you guys ask me to do it, I'll do it for you. And what happens is that from our vote, just from us wanting to be in our boot, we turn to the Creator all together, and then in response He gives us the power of our boot. So if we have our boot between us, then there's a root between us and a root between the Creator. It is called a brit. It's called an agreement. It's a connection, and a connection with the Creator can only be if we are connected together. And with that, we have to finish our lesson. I'm sorry. Okay, now we have to choose a topic for next lesson. Okay, you can yell it out. Why was the world created? How to be rav? How to be a kabbalist? The crisis. No, not the crisis. What else? Boys, hold on. First the girls. The corrupted world. Dreams. Okay, the corrupted world. Okay, everyone, write it down. The topic is the corrupted world, and we are going to study this until next Friday. And now we have the song Unity. Let's hug because it's unity.
Just כי רק ביחד את החושך נגרש, רק יחד.